Well, then how about we talk about a phone that apparently is checking all the boxes. Most of the reviews that I've seen on the Nexus 6P are saying things like, oh, I don't know, this is the way Android phones should be.
That's my headline. This
reviewer named Florence Ion wrote. Jerry, you were extremely positive about the Nexus 6P. So let's hear what you guys have to say about this. I'm actually still working on my review. I'm going to be recording a review on Thursday for this week's Before You Buy. I'm loving it. Jerry, why don't you go first and tell us your thoughts?
Well, my biggest takeaway from this is this phone does everything as advertised. All this stuff that Google's shown us, this is what's in Marshmallow, and it'll doze so you save your battery. And, you know, all this stuff that they have, this phone does everything it's supposed to do. It does it right. It does it all the time. And I never had a time when I looked at it and said, man, I wish this was better. And to me, that's what really opened my eyes. If you review phones for a living, you always have something that you wish was better with the phone you have in your hand. Everything that this phone is supposed to do, it just does very, very well. And that impressed me. I wish it had wireless charging. Then I would call it a 10 of 10. And I am not a person who, you know, you have to earn that 10.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. It's like the dream of the Nexus phone that we, every time they announce a new one, we hope that this is going to be the one that ticks all the boxes.
This is close. And, you know, except for, I agree with Jerry, the wireless charging was a total bummer.
But is wireless charging a luxury or a requirement?
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's cool. I got text messages about it from my friends that were like, this phone doesn't have wireless charging. What is this, flip stable?
But I feel like wireless charging is to phones as heated seats are to cars.
Once you have heated seats, you cannot go back. I'm sorry. I do not know life without heated seats. When you're having a bad day and you can just sit in your car for a little bit after you turn it off and turn on the seats. It's like wireless charging.
Maybe a year ago, I would be bantering back, but I'm just going to let that sit. I rest my case.
All right. So, Flo, would you say that before the Nexus 6P, you've gotten accustomed to having wireless charging on your day-to-day device, and now not having it, it's like
But you know what? Google, credit where it's due. Now I don't need it because you put Doze on this little thing.
Yeah.
I saw your tweet about Doze. 70% as I'm leaving the office after nine hours in the office. I'm going home. I'm listening to Spotify. I'm streaming because I had a new playlist I didn't download yet. And I get home and I still have like 66% battery life left.
Yeah.
And that never happened with the GS6 Edge. The GS6 Edge, I would have to get to work immediately, pop it on wireless charging pad to give it some juice.
It's like your life revolves around having to plug it in order to keep it alive.
Exactly.
I've had great battery performance on this. This is the replacement unit. Of course, I had one before this, and it was really wonky, and there was something obviously wrong because my experience with this one has been completely different. But, I mean, I pick up my phone off the charger somewhere around 6:30 in the morning, and I put it on there at around 11:30 midnight, and I have not done that a single time in the past, I don't know, 5 days with this device and had my battery be any less than, like, 30%.
Right.
So that tells me spot on. Like, they did what I want, which is I want to be able to make it through an entire day and still have, you know, a third of the battery left
in case I decide
to party all night, which never happens anymore. But still, if I wanted to, my phone would live. That's a good
thing. I bought a bunch of cables because I'm sitting here worried, what am I going to do? It only comes with two cables and I'm going to need to charge it here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah.
So I bought all these cables and I don't need them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, that's funny because I literally had a meeting earlier today with somebody who had a brand new Nexus 6P, and like within like he's had it for day one, and he's like, "Yeah, the only thing that worries me is that USB-C connector. I only got one cable," and I was like, "Well, it's less than
I did buy an extra one just to have a little extra around the house.
We bought we haven't received them yet, but car chargers with those cables.
They're kind of pricey because they're still kind of a niche. Yeah. You know, they're like $10 a piece.
Don't get the monster cable ones. Don't get the gold tipped ones.
But even the mono price ones are about like $9, $10. So
I'm curious. I'll tell you, I'm very curious.
Well, okay, so all right, so this brings us to Ron. You're at this
crossroads.
You're trying to figure out. I saw Android Central had a review also by Russell Holly of the 5X, and it was not positive in a lot of ways. It was kind of like, don't bother, just go for the 6P.
Definitely felt like fan service, so I can understand why he came with that perspective.
Yeah. Well, because, and mind you, the 5X is following in some pretty intense footsteps. The 5 is, by all accounts, one of the best Nexus, if not the best Nexus devices. So following it up is next to impossible.
Although I'm ready
to
throw
mine out
the window.
It's like the impossible sequel, you know?
I'm ready to throw mine out the window.
The 5?
Yeah, the Nexus 5.
Okay, it finally hit that point.
Well, it's funny, because after we had Tim Schofield on, or Schofield on, we were talking about the 16 gig versus 32 gig phones. I have a 16 gig Nexus 5, and I've never run into space problems, and in the last month I was like getting that message on Google Photos going, can we delete 700 meg of these photos to free up room? Like, why do you need to free up room? And I look, and I was like in the, I had like like half a gig free, and all it was all apps. I was like, when did that happen? Like, so I went, had to go through and uninstall a bunch of apps, and so had to free up space from there. But then on top of that, ever since Marshmallow, for some reason, I don't know if it's my router or if it's the phone or if it's Marshmallow, but it won't connect to my Wi-Fi in my house anymore. Like, it just, it's always obtaining IP address. And I have an old Linksys router that might be at the end of its life, but but who knows? But and it's been sluggish, and it's been taking, you know, so like it's almost, you know, I don't know if like, because mentally I'm prepared for a new phone, if now I'm noticing all the things that I just lived with, but I do feel as if we're reaching the end of the
it's like the end of a relationship, right?
Yeah, yeah. A little bit. Yeah,
you realize, but it's just time to move on.
Your phone is looking elsewhere,
but everybody, like, but everybody is
going to want to go over there.
But everybody's asking what my new phone is going to be, and I said how I'm kind of on the fence, and I don't really know, you know. And the next bit, you guys had the guy from Nexbit in, and I was very jealous.
But that's not for a while.
I know, but it's cool, and I like the Nexus 5X. I like the 6P. I don't know, but
you
we
have a bunch of money. Just buy a bunch of phones.
Yeah, you sleep on a bed of money, don't you?
Jeez, I wish.